بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 15th session and it's not our 15th lesson. We only up to lesson what, 7? 7. Now we're on lesson 7. So today, بإذن الله تعالى, in book 2, we want to work on lesson 7 and do as much as we can of it. Before the Salat, we have reviewed quickly a few points from the key for lesson number 7, and those are points that we went over last week. We discussed them last week in detail, and we also read the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson, of lesson number 7. Last week we read it. So, what we want to do today, I think for homework you had some assignment, right? To reread the key, to make sure that you understand those points. There were quite a few points. And also to reread the dialogue. And the reason why I'm saying reread is because, brothers, I encourage you, and sisters, I encourage you to read as much as you can. If you read the dialogue once, it's not enough, believe me. If you read it twice or three times, alhamdulillah, you're in a better position. The more you read it, the better you will comprehend it. The more you read it, the better, the more easily you will be able to read it with fluency. And you will also be able to recognize, without great difficulty, the grammatical points that we're studying in that lesson. And that's really the point. The point of the dialogue is for you to see the principles or the grammatical rules that we learn, to see them in actual language, to see how they function in language, so you can get used to these points, how they actually work. So the more you read the dialogue, the more you will comprehend how to utilize these principles or these rules and understand the vocabulary and so on. So, I'm encouraging you to read. Please, read as much as you can. Secondly, I'm encouraging you to go over the rules until you grasp them without difficulty. Meaning that if somebody was to ask you, what's the rule concerning the verb kana? How does it function? You should be able to easily explain that now. You shouldn't have any difficulty telling somebody, what is kana? How does it work? What does it do? How do you use it? You shouldn't have any problem with that, okay? Because you read it 2, 3, 4, 5 times and it's stuck in your mind, you have a good. Okay, so this is what I'm encouraging right now. like I said before the Salat, we went over a couple of points, especially point number 4 and point number 5 and point number 6. We went over those before the Salat, reference to dhu, and that the noun that's connected to dhu is majrur bil idafa. And that the mudhaf ilayh never takes alif lam or tanween. So if it's describing a word that is definite, you can't put alif lam on dhu, right? You put it on the mudhaf ilayh. What page are we on? We didn't go to any page yet, but we're on lesson 7. And lesson 7 in the key is on page 24. And the key is on page 23 and 24 and 25. But we're not going to read the key now. We're going to go to the Arabic part of the lesson, which is on... Well, we're going to go to page 48, because the lesson begins before that. We already read the text, so we're not going to read it again. Hopefully you read it for homework. Hopefully for homework you read it. But what we're going to do is start with the exercises, okay? With the first exercise, I ask you to do for homework the first few exercises, as many as you can, and especially exercise number 1, 2, and 3, right? 1 and 2 are comprehension lesson exercises. Means that you answer the questions based on what you read in the dialogue. So if you understood the dialogue, even if you didn't memorize the points, if you understood it, you can always go back and look and remember where you read this and get the answer, okay? So it shouldn't be difficult for you to find the answer to these questions for exercise number 1 and exercise number 2. And hopefully you did exercise number 1, 2, and 3 at least for homework. Alright, so we're going to start with the exercise unless there's a question. If there's any question, for anybody who just came, who wasn't here before the Salat, if there's any question related to the grammatical points or the dialogue or anything that you read or you had difficulty with during the homework. Any question? Tayyib. Okay, let's do the exercise that you have already done. You have written them already in your notebook. Okay, exercise number 1. التمرين الأول. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. What does that mean? What does that mean? Answer the following questions. give answers concerning the following questions. Okay? Okay, question number one. I'll give the question, you give me the answer. Aina dhahaba al-abna'u ba'da ad-darsi? Naam, Abu Bakr.
Dhahaba al-abna'u ba'da ad-darsi ila al-milhab.
Ila? الملهب والملعب إلى الملعب إلى الملعب. Okay, you have a different answer.
ذهبوا إلى الملعب.
Okay, you if you want to say ذهبوا إلى الملعب, you can say that. But if he used it with the أبناء, it's no harm. You can say ذهب الأبناء بعد الدرس إلى الملعب. Either way, it's okay. نعم. They went to the ملعب. نعم. إذا ذهب الأبناء, okay, even though أبناء is plural, but if the verb comes before, then it should be in the singular, right? But if you don't want to use it like that, you can use the plural verb, you can say ذهبوا, meaning they ذهبوا إلى الملعب. نعم. Number two, ماذا قرأوا في المكتبة؟ ماذا قرأوا في المكتبة؟ نعم. Who wants to take it? Huh? نعم. Good, Ibrahim. قرأوا. Yeah, هم قرأوا. Yeah, what did they read when they were in the library? في المكتبة.
No,
the answer is from the reading. Okay, no problem, no problem. No problem. Somebody else give me the answer from what you read already. Somebody else. No, it's okay. The answers, the first, usually the first exercise, sometimes the first and second exercise, in this case both of them, are comprehension questions. That means they want to know, did you comprehend the reading? It's from the actual dialogue. Okay? Now, who wrote the answer already to the second question? Now, Abdul Halim. Qara'u. Suhufan, he said, Qara'u suhufan. No fan?
Oh, you stop there? You stop there? Yeah, you're going to come down.
Okay, he said, Qara'u suhufan. They read newspapers. Okay, what do you want to say?
I want to continue. Suhufan, fil
maktabati. Okay, I say it again. Let me hear it clearly.
Qara'u suhufan.
Are you saying as-suhufa or are you saying suhufa?
As-suhufa.
With alif lam?
Yes.
Okay, قرأوا الصحف في المكتبة. نعم. They read the newspapers in the library. Okay, number three. السؤال الثالث. من أي إذاعة سمعوا الأخبار؟ من أي إذاعة سمعوا الأخبار؟ نعم. Somebody else. Anybody else read it? Good, Abdul Karim.
I will take the hard one,
right? yeah.
Okay. Sami'u min thalatha.
Sami'u min thalathi.
Thalathi, right. Thalathi. Ikhatin.
Iza'atin.
Iza'atin.
Iza'atin. Sami'u min thalathi iza'atin. Okay. You want to go more? Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm more.
All right, read more. Give us more. You want to have more?
Either ten.
Yeah, min.
Either ten.
Either ten. Okay. So he's saying min ida'ati riyadi. Min ida'ati al riyadi. Nam.
Wa min ida'atin.
من إذاعة تي؟
تي يعني إذاعة تي من القاهرة.
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 نعم. طيب. Yeah. And one more.
لندن.
من إذاعة تي لندن.
لندن. Right.
نعم. ثلاثة إذاعة. طيب. أربعة. من الذي أخذ الكتاب؟ من with سكون right on the noon. You have to pronounce it with what vowel? When it's followed by همزة الوصل. من. The word men, if it's followed by Hamza Til Wasl, what vowel you have to put on it? Men with sukoon. Men, meem, fatah, noon with sukoon. Menil. You have to put kasra. If it has fatah, you have to put kasra. Mm-hmm. So you say, من الذي أخذ الكتاب؟ نعم. Answer, who has the answer? Okay, go ahead. أخذ يوسف الكتاب. You think it's Yusufu or Yusufa? What do you say? Yusufa? Yusufa? Well, slow down. Why is it Yusufa? Why do you say Yusufa? Is it the object of the verb? No. Or is it the ism inna? Or what? No. So it's what? Yusufu. Yes. Why is it Yusufu now then? Anyway, whatever answer you give, you got to explain why. Because Yusuf is the fa'il. Akhada Yusufu. The fa'il is marfu'un with dhamma. Akhada Yusufu al-kitaba. Akhada is the fa'il. Yusufu is fa'il. Al-kitaba mafulun bi. Naam. No, he just said, we were discussing, is it Yusufu or Yusufa? And since it's the fa'il, the fa'il is marfu'un with dhamma. Naam. Okay, number five. من الذي أخذ المجلة؟ من الذي أخذ المجلة؟ Who has taken the magazine?
مروان.
Okay, Abdul Halim. نعم.
مروان.
أخذها. مروان أخذها. Can we reverse it and put the verb first? How would you say it if you put the verb first? أخذ مروان. نعم المجلة نعم or you could say أخذها مروان
right.
You can put the pronoun on the verb still and still follow it by the فاعل because remember we said sometimes the مفعول به can come before the فاعل right
mm-hmm.
If you said أخذها مروان you have أخذ as the فعل ها is the مفعول به and مروان is the فاعل coming after the مفعول به huh طيب so that's three ways we can answer this question
And some more to
that,
right? You
put
add some more to that.
Are you
going to
add some more to that?
Well, I had more added to it.
Like what?
I had Yoman Talat Sa'atan.
Oh, no, he read it in 3 hours. I think he was talking about the book, the magazine.
Yeah,
we're talking about the magazine right now. Al Majalla. Man akhadha al Majalla.
Yeah, he took it right. Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, he said he read the book.
Yeah.
He said he took the book last night and he read Nisf al-Kitab.
Yes.
Naam. All right, anyway, number 6. Aina dhahabatil banatu? Dhahabatil banatu. Why am I saying dhahabatil banatu?
Because it's followed by
Naam, because the sukoon on dhahabat is followed by a sukoon and alif lam, and you can't have iltiqa sakinain, right? So you have to get rid of it, right? So you put shad kasra on the ta of zahabat. Zahabatil. Zahabatil banatu.
So they have the same rule as a meaning ladin?
No, it's not the same rule. Men has sukoon, right? Because it has fatah, you have to put kasra. But min also has sukoon, but it has kasra, so you have to put fatah. It depends. So each word have a different rule. Min, you put fatta. Men, you put kasra. Here, the feminine, third person singular, ذهبت, جلست, خرجت, أكلت, you put kasra. If it's followed by Hamzat al-Wasl, like in Alif Lam. Naam. طيب. طيب, so what's the answer? أين ذهبت البنات? Naam, yeah, تفضل. ذهبت البنات لزيارة المديرة ومديرة ومديرة He says لزيارة المديرة Who says مديرة ومديرة Who differs with him? Or you all agree with him? Everybody agrees with him?
Natan.
Okay, then I'm not going to argue with you. Is Natan Man'ut? Ziyarati al-Mudirati is Nat wal-Man'ut? Okay, look, if it's Nat wal-Man'ut, right? Ziyara is definite or indefinite?
Definite.
Ziyara is definite? Ziyara is mudaf, and al-mudirat is mudafun ilayhi. It's mudaf, mudafun ilayhi. Majroor because of idafa. Li ziyarati al-mudirati. Visiting, for the purpose of visiting the mudira. Li means for, yani, ziyarati, for the purpose of visiting of the mudira. Naam. Zahabtunna. If you're talking to them, you say Zahabtunna. But if you're talking about them, you won't say Zahabtunna, right? If you're talking about them, third person, feminine plural, it would be what? Zahabat, plural. Zahabna. Zahabna. Hunna, Zahabna. Liziyarati, al-mudirati. طيب. Number seven. Saba. كم دقيقة جلسنا عند المديرة؟ كم دقيقة جلسنا هنا جلسنا عند المديرة؟ What's the answer؟
جلسنا
عند المديرة
ثلث ساعة
okay ثلث ساعة Sa'atin. The question says, okay, no problem, we'll accept the answer, but the question says, how many minutes did they sit with the mudira? Mm-hmm. And you said, thulutha sa'atin. You said, a third of an hour. But it didn't ask you how many parts of an hour did they sit, it asked you how many minutes. Okay, we know that they said thulutha sa'a, na'am. But how many minutes is thulutha sa'a? Khamsa? عشرون
دقائق
What عشرون do you use plural or singular? Singular. Singular. You only use plural from 3 to 10. Numbers from 3 to 10 use plural. Any other numbers is going to be singular. Singular mansub or singular majroor. If it's mia or alf, it's singular majroor. Any other numbers is going to be singular mansub. عشرون دقيقة Ishruna daqiqatan. Listen, brothers, remember the numbers, right? From 3 to 10, the ma'adud is going to be plural majroor. Plural. All other numbers is going to be singular. All the rest of the numbers is going to be singular. It's going to be singular mansoob unless it's mia or alf. Mia alf is going to be singular majroor. Alright? So mia and alf, we put them on the side, singular majroor. 3 to 10 is going to be plural, jam. Majroor. And all of them is going to be mufrad, singular, mansoob. All of them is going to be mufrad, mansoob. Singular, mansoob. Alright, so try to just remember 3 to 10 is plural, majroor. Everything else is going to be singular, mansoob. Unless it's mia or alf. Everything else is going to be mufrad, mansoob. طيب. Number 8. Well, number 7. كم دقيقة؟ 20 دقيقة جلسنا عند المديرة 20 دقيقة طيب what's the next 8 أين بيت المديرة أين بيت المديرة بيت المديرة why is مديرة with مجرور كسر أين بيت المديرة why is المديرة مجرور كسر مضافا إليه مضافا إليه بيت مضافا المديرة مضافا إليه طيب وين بيت المديرة أين بيت المديرة نعم عبد الكريم
هو بيت مسجد و
هو بين
بين
نعم بين
Right.
هو بين المسجد والمدرسة. نعم. هو بين المسجد والمدرسة. يعني هو referring to what? بيت المديرة. بيت المديرة بين المسجد والمدرسة. تسا أين وضعت سعاد المكنسة؟ أين وضعت سعاد المكنسة؟ نعم.
المكنسة
نعم أبو بكر. يا أين وضعت سؤاد المكنسة؟
وضعت سؤاد المكنسة تحت السلم.
تحت السلم. Right with كسرة, right? Why is it سلمي وكسرة مجرور؟ ها؟ تحت الظرف. Okay, so the noun that comes after the ظرف is going to be اسم مجرور بالإضافة. تحت السلمي. وضعت سعاد المكنسة تحت السلمي هذا السباحة. سعاد. سعاد is a name, a female name, feminine name. سعاد. Okay, سعاد put the broom under the سلم. What's سلم? Under the stairs, staircase. طيب, exercise number two, التمرين الثاني. ضع هذه العلامة. Which علامة? صح. علامة الصح. Check. Put the علامة الصح, the check, أمام الجمل الصحيحة. In front of the sentences which are correct. وهذه العلامة. And this علامة, علامة الخطأ. There's a mistake. X. أمام الجمل التي ليست صحيحة. In front of the sentences which are not correct. Okay? So whichever sentences are correct, you're going to put what? A X. Whichever sentences are correct, you're going to put a check. صحيح. And if it's not correct, you're going to put a X. خطأ. طيب. الأول. Is this correct or incorrect? لعب الأبناء كرة القدم في الأسبوع الماضي. صحيح أم خطأ؟
خطأ.
خطأ. So what's correct then? لعب الأبناء what? كرة.
كرة
القدم. It says لعب الأبناء كرة القدم. You said that's خطأ. So if that's خطأ, what is صحيح? الأسبوع الماضي they played كرة القدم.
No, they played
basketball. الأسبوع الماضي last week. This week they played كرة القدم. Last week they played كرة السلة. سلتي. نعم. Okay, number two. دخل بلال المستشفى قبل ثلاثة أيام. دخل بلال المستشفى قبل ثلاثة أيام. What does it mean? What does that mean, first of all? Bilal entered the hospital 3 days ago. Is that صحيح or خطأ? صحيح. Everybody agrees it's صحيح? Okay. إجماع. By إجماع. No difference of opinion. ما في اختلاف. طيب ثلاثة. سمع الأبناء الأخبار من إذاعة القاهرة وإذاعة الرياض وإذاعة لندن. صحيح أم خطأ؟
صحيح.
Again, you all agree? جيد. صحيح. طيب أربعة. الكتاب غلافه أصفر. غلافه أصفر. الكتاب غلافه أصفر. صحيح أم خطأ؟ خطأ. غلافه ماذا؟ أخضر؟ أسود؟ أبيض؟ أزرق؟ What is it then? What's left? Nobody knows what color was the cover of the book? What was it? Huh? Yellow? That's what it says here. It was yellow. You said خطأ. أحمر.
أحمر.
Red. أحمر. I said every color except red. Nobody guessed it.
Nobody guessed it.
Every color is not left but red.
Nobody guessed it.
طيب number five. بيت المديرة بين المسجد والمدرسة. صحيح. صحيح أم خطأ؟
صحيح.
طيب the house of the مديرة is between the masjid and the school. ستة.
الأم وجدت المكنسة.
What does this mean?
The mother found the broom.
صحيح أم خطأ؟
خطأ.
وجد found. نعم.
No, he found
she found it or she didn't find it? What did she say? She said, بحثت عنها كثيرا وما وجدتها. ما وجدتها. Somebody had put it somewhere.
Under
the staircase. That's why she couldn't find it. Somebody hid it. Not وجدها, وضع. وضعت. She put it there.
He's talking about find.
No.
So I find it.
So I found it.
She put it there.
The mother said, I searched and searched. I couldn't find it. She said, oh, I put it under the stone. Okay. She put it there now. She didn't find it there. She put it there. Nobody found it. There was no need to look anymore. She told them, where's that? طيب, exercise number 3. Okay, exercise number 3 says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. هذه الأسئلة ليست مبنية على الدرس السابع. What does that mean? ليست مبنية. It's not based upon lesson 7. Alright, so the answers to these questions, you just make them up, as long as they make sense, right? Okay, question number 1, I'll give you the question, you give me the answer. متى خرجتم من الفصل؟ متى خرجتم يا عبد الكريم من الفصل؟
خرجنا قبل الفجر.
Again?
خرجنا.
متى خرجتم؟ نحن خرجنا قبل الفجر. متى خرجتم من الفصل قبل الفجر؟ ان شاء الله. You was in the class all night long till fajr. الله اكبر. طيب, no problem. قبل الفجر. That's night school. I mean, you used to go to night school, right?
Yeah, right.
That's when you drop out of school, they send you to night school.
Yeah, I need to be night day
in
between
one the other. طيب, اين ذهبتم بعد الدرس؟ اين ذهبتم بعد الدرس يا ابو بكر؟
نحن ذهبنا بعد الدرس الى البيت.
إلى
بيتنا.
إلى بيتنا. إلى
بيتنا.
إلى
our
houses. Wait a minute. No, it's okay. إلى بيتنا بالضمة. If it's following a harf jar, it has to be majrur, eh? What's the sign that it's majrur? What vowel?
Kasra.
إلى بيتنا. ذهبنا بعد الدرس إلى بيتنا. You were looking for someone, huh? And you couldn't find them. That's because Suad had put them underneath the staircase. You and Suad's mother was both searching last night. They didn't find it. أين ذهبتم؟ ذهبنا بعد الدرس إلى بيتنا. It's بيتنا, right? But if it's following a preposition, it can't be مرفون. It got to be مجرور. The sign that it's مجرور is كسرة. So it changed from بيتو to بيتي because preposition.
The
نا
is for us.
نا is مضاف إليه. نعم. But بيت is اسم مجرور because of the حرف جاء إلى. إلى بيتي. إلى بيتنا. طيب, number 3. من أي إذاعة سمعتم الأخبار؟ من أي إذاعة سمعتم الأخبار؟ What does it mean? From which station? Did you hear or listen to the news? نعم, سمعنا الأخبار من إذاعة لندن. سمعنا الأخبار
من
من إذاعة لندن.
سمعنا من
إذاعة القاهرة. طيب سمعنا من إذاعة القاهرة. يعني look, it's possible. We prefer that you take your answer from the question. Let me tell you, if you're taking a test, the safest way to get the answers right is to make your answer based on the question. Don't go off somewhere else, because if you go off, you might fall off the road. But if you stick to the question, you know the question is correct. So stick to the question, and you're safe. As far as whatever you express yourself with from the teacher's words, you're good. You learned the lesson, right?
School?
Yes. Yeah.
It's similar like that when I was back home.
Yeah.
Because I got it right, but the way I answered it is not the way he wanted me to answer.
Yeah, but have you stuck with his words? No. See, he can't argue against himself. He can't say that expression is not good. He said, but I got it from you. That second after that, he'd just be silent. He can't say anything. Okay, it's okay. If somebody said, from what station did you hear the news? And you said, we heard it from the London station. Okay, you know it. We heard it. You know it means the news, right? No. But if you put the news, no. Al-akhbar is better. No. It's better to use the expression from the question.
Better mean news,
right? Yes, better to say news. سمعنا الأخبار من إذاعة القاهرة. طيب أكرة القدم لعبتم أم كرة السلة؟ أكرة القدم لعبتم أم كرة السلة؟ كرة السلة. لعبنا
كرة القدم.
كرة القدم. نعم. كرة القدم. Page 49.
كرة القدم أحسن كرة
كرة القدم is better than كرة السلة, right? نعم. I don't agree, but anyway, I'm saying نعم. Anyway. نعم. What's better than all of that is what?
Reading Quran.
Reading Quran. نعم. Worshiping Allah. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 3. Exercise number 4. أنث الفاعلة في كل من الجمل الآتية. أنث means what? What does أنث mean?
Change.
Change to what? Feminine. Make it feminine. أنث. مؤنث. Huh? أنث الفاعل. So they want you to make the فاعل feminine in each of the following sentences. So they give you a masculine, right? فاعل. And they want you to change it to a feminine فاعل. They give you a plural, second person, huh? فاعل. They want you to give them a plural, second person, feminine. They give you masculine, they want you to give them feminine. Second person, plural. Okay? Alright, number 1, the answer is already there, right? أشربتم القهوة يا إخوانو. They want you to change أشربتم to what? أشربتن القهوة يا أخواتو. Okay. I'll read the masculine, you give me the feminine. أقرأتم هذه المجلة يا رجال. نعم. Abdul Karim. أقرأتن with a short vowel and شدة on the noon. أقرأتن.
هذا ما
هذه
هذه ما مجال جلات
تا 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 هذه المجلة مفعول به.
يا نساء
يا نساء او يا نساء او. I remember the noun that's after the يا النداء takes ضمة, single vowel ضمة, unless it's an إضافة, right? Like عبد الله, that's an إضافة, then it becomes what vowel? يا عبد الله. عبد الله becomes منصوب if it's an إضافة after حرف النداء. يا النداء. طيب number 3. أفهمتم الدرس الجديد يا بنائي. أفهمتم الدرس الجديد؟ What does it mean anyway? يا أبنائي. What does that sentence mean? Did you understand the new lesson? Oh my sons. Okay, change it to feminine. نعم أبو بكر. أفهمتن الدرس الجديد؟ أفهمتن الدرس منصوب الجديد منصوب يا
بناتي.
يا بناتي. طيب نمبر 4. متى خرجتم من المدرسة يا أولاد؟ متى خرجتم من المدرسة يا أولاد؟ نعم نعم. You want to, no, you want to pass this one, right?
Yeah, I want to pass.
You want an easy pass?
Yeah.
It's cost $25. Now, now, Akh, what's your name?
Ahmed.
Ahmed. Now, yeah, Ahmed.
Mata kharajtumna min al madrasati ya
awlad. Right. If we want to use a feminine word, what can we use? بنات بنات نعم متى خرجتن من المدرسة يا بنات يا بنات ها what you say
oh
you could say فتيات نعم فتيات you could but closer to the word would be for أولاد would be بنات would be closer نعم أسمعتم الأذان يا إخوان أسمعتم الأذان يا إخوان What does it mean?
Did you hear the Adhan, brothers?
Oh, brothers, did you all hear the Adhan? Okay, feminine. نعم, موسى.
أسمعتن الأذان يا أخوات.
نعم, أسمعتن الأذان يا أخوات. طيب, number 6. أرأيتم المدرس ها؟ أرأيتم المدرس الجديد المدرسة الجديدة يا إخوان يا إخوان أرأيتم المدرسة الجديدة يا إخوان What does it mean? Have you all seen the new teacher? Oh brothers, feminine. نعم, أبو عثمان. مدرسة
أرأيتون مدرسة جديدة يا أخوات
يا أخوات نعم أرأيتن المدرسة الجديدة يا أخوات طيب exercise anyway this exercise what is it really dealing with it's just giving you a little bit of practice with the plural second person masculine and feminine that's all it's just practicing the conjugation of verb and remember if you have that chart that we gave out a few weeks ago
Yes.
Make sure you master that chart, all the conjugation of verb, okay? Each person, first person, second person, third person, singular, plural, masculine, and feminine.
I didn't come that day for the chart.
You didn't come that day? Subhanallah. ومن أجل ذلك ما حصلت عليه. So, inshallah, if we have one, we'll give it to you, no problem. Or we can make some more, inshallah. Number 5, just remind me, alright? Exercise number 5, التمرين الخامس. أمام كل جملة فيما يلي صيغتان للفعل. What does this mean? أمام كل جملة فيما يلي صيغتان للفعل. What does that mean? In front of every sentence فيما in what يلي follows. In front of each of the following sentences are what? صيغتان للفعل. صيغتان means two expressions, two forms of the verb. Two forms of the verb. Okay, اختر, choose الصيغة الصحيحة, the correct form, وأكمل بها الجملة. And complete with that correct form, with صيغة الصحيحة, الجملة. Complete the sentence with the correct form. Okay, what are the forms that they give you? They give you the masculine, second person plural and feminine second person plural قرأتم قرأتن رجعتم رجعتن غسلتم غسلتن so you have to know which one to use are you going to use the masculine second person plural or feminine second person plural alright alright so I want you to just read the whole sentence. Take one of those verb forms and put it in the blank space. Where there's a blank space. Put it in there, but make sure whichever form you put, you got to make sure. Are you supposed to use the masculine second person plural or feminine second person plural? Okay, Abdul Karim, give us the first one.
أقرأتم
القرآن
اليوم
يا أبنائي أقرأتم القرآن أقرأتم. Remember that meme one has to take a dhamma, right? Because it's followed by Hamza al wasl and Alif Lam. أقرأتم القرآن اليوم يا أبنائي. What does it mean? Did you all read the Quran today, oh my sons?
So yeah, the Yanida is not
yeah.
Doesn't work here.
Yeah, Benai. Whenever you have the pronoun for the first person, e, right? Everything else is cancelled out. Naam. If it's supposed to be a Dhamma, it's supposed to be a Fatah, whatever, khalas, it becomes Kasra to Unasib, so that's suitable for the e. You can only take a kasra before the first person pronoun E. You can only take a kasra before. So everything else is cancelled by that. Superseded. Alright?
The ja changed the pronoun because the ja, we don't use the double.
Yes, because ya, yeah, the first person plural, right? Yeah. Abnai, my sons. That ya, yeah, it cannot be preceded by anything except a kasra.
Yeah.
You can't have a dhamma before, you can't have a fatha before. It has to be preceded by kasra. Okay, so whenever you have E, the pronoun for first person, singular, as a mudaf, ilay, then it has to be preceded by kasra.
The sentence will be ka, no?
Huh?
Bintu ka, will put ka, that's it, we're going to put ya, bintu ka.
If you said ya, banati.
That's me, my
daughters, because here it's my sons, right?
So, I say ya, daughters, like ya.
Okay, ya, banatuka, you can say banatuka, now.
Yeah.
Banatuka. But you won't say ya, banatuka, because ya means you're talking to somebody directly.
Oh.
Banatuka means your daughters. Are you talking to him or are you talking to his daughters? One or the other, you can't be talking to your daughters. How can you say to somebody, your daughters, oh, your daughters? You're talking to him, oh, so-and-so. Ya Ahmed, ya Maryam, ya Abna, ya Banat. You can't say, oh, your daughters.
Right.
Who are you talking to? If you're talking to him, you got to say, anta. Ya Ahmed, ya Mahmoud, whatever. You won't say to him, ya, your daughters, oh, your daughters.
Because like, ya is expression.
Ya is expression when you're addressing somebody directly.
Right.
You're addressing him directly. You're addressing him, you're not addressing his daughters. If you're addressing his daughters, then you're addressing them directly. You say, yeah, whatever, whoever they are. Naam. Anyway, first one, second one. Okay, who takes the second one? Naam, Abdul Halim. Mata, naam. Mata raja'tum min Makkata. Why is it Makkata, not Makkati? ممنوع من الصرف. Can't take كسرة. من مكة يا إخواني. طيب number three, موسى. نعم.
أغسلتن وجوهكن بالصابون.
نعم. What's the vowel on صابون?
It's مجرور.
مجرور. And what's the sign that it's مجرور? فتح أو ضم أو what? كسرة. طيب. طيب he said أغسلتن وجوهكن بالصابون. What does it mean?
Have you washed your faces with soap?
نعم. Have you all, speaking to females plural, have you all washed your faces with soap? Or did you just use water alone? Please use some soap.
In our local language.
Unless you make a wudu, it's okay, don't worry.
In our local language.
Oh,
you use
sabun also in your language? In your local language? MashaAllah. Naam. Okay, we don't want to get sidetracked, but I was getting ready to refute his statement here, but I'll leave him alone. No rad today.
That's what they say.
No, but time is upon us. Okay. Number four. We'll take number four. Yeah. Now, Abu Bakr, go
ahead. من أي إذاعة من أي إذاعة سمعتن الأخبار يا بناتي.
Okay, read it one more time. I just want to hear the end of some of those words.
من أي إذاعة.
Is it من أي إذاعة or من أي إذاعة تن؟ Is it تن or تي؟
من أي إذاعة
تن. Is نعم it's نكرة it's indefinite من أي إذاعة سمعتن الأخبار يا بناتي. What does it mean?
From which radio station did you listen to the news?
From which radio station or which station did you hear the news, O my daughters? Number five. نعم أبو عثمان.
من أين باب دخلتم المسجد جاءك
إخواني. One more time.
من أين باب
من أي
من أي باب.
Remember the word after أي is always مضاف إليه. It's always مجرور. من أي باب
من أي باب دخلتم
دخلتم المسجد. يا إخواني. What does it mean? Naam, from which door did you enter the masjid, O my brothers? Number six. Naam, Naam, over here, Naam. Abu Bakr, other Abu Bakr.
Lima
fatahtunna al-nawafidha, ya banati. What does it mean?
Why you opened the windows?
Why did you open the windows? Oh my daughters, what is the singular of nawafidh? Nafidah. Nafidah. Is it masculine or feminine?
Nafidah is
Ya rahmakallah. Is it what? It's feminine. How do you know it's feminine?
Because it's a window.
Because it's a window. Naam.
That's what it is. It's the word is window is feminine.
No? Naam. Okay. So what about doors? The doors feminine too?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. What about air conditioners? طيب نافذة النافذة ترمبوتة is feminine. نعم نعم. But in نوافذ you don't see it feminine, right?
No.
But you have to pay attention to the singular.
But they say it's feminine already, no? Down to the singular.
Yes, that's why I asked the singular. I want to know, is it masculine or feminine?
Oh.
Because we can't tell from the plural, right? So I want to see the singular. طيب, exercise number six. التمرين السادس. تأمل الأمثلة ثم أدخل كان على الجمل على الجمل الآتية. تأمل الأمثلة. What does that mean? Contemplate, reflect upon, look at, consider the examples. ثم أدخل كان على الجمل الآتية. Then enter or use كان on the following sentences. Okay, what is the أمثلة? المدرس في الفصل. Meaning what? The teacher is in the classroom. كان المدرس. Now notice that the اسم كان is مرفوع. But خبر كان is منصوب if it is a noun, a singular noun, a مفرد. But here it's a what? شبه جملة. So it doesn't make any change. كان المدرس في الفصل قبل خمس دقائق. قبل خمسي. Why is خمسي مجرور كسرة؟ قبل وبعد. The noun after قبل وبعد is always مجرور. دقائق. دقائق. Why is دقائق with فتة؟
Yes.
Is it the اسم إنة؟
No.
Or is it مفعول به؟ Is it مفعول فيه؟ Yeah. مفعول فيه is either ظرف الزمان or مكان. Which one is it? قبل خمس دقائق. Why is دقائق with فتة after خمسي? Okay, let me ask you this. The numbers from 3 to 10, the عدد from 3 to 10, the معدود from it is always what? Plural
and singular.
And singular, plural, and singular?
Plural only.
Plural? 3 to 10. It's, look, 3 to 10, the adud and ma'adud. 3 to 10. The ma'adud is always in idafa. It's plural, majrur. It's plural, majrur. From 3 to 10. Huh? You say, thalathatu buyutin. Mudafan ilay, majrur. So why is it khamsi daqa'iqa wa fatta?
Because plural
majrur.
Because
what?
The number is plural.
Yes, plural majrur. So majrur with fatta?
No.
With fatta majrur?
No.
Fatta is the sign of majrur?
No,
no.
It's kasra.
Huh? Kasra
is the one.
Come on, this is not a difficult question. It's majrur. There's no doubt. It's majrur. It is majrur because the ma'adud for khamsa has to be majrur.
Right.
But why is it taken fatta? When does a noun that's majrur take fatta? Mamnu min al-sarf. Daqa'iq. 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 You never heard words like daqa'iq, masajid, masail, mafail. Ala wazn mafail. Mamnu min al-sarf. Lesson 13, book 1.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. This is
broken plurals, naam.
Oh,
that's a broken plural, the qa'iq.
Right, it's strange.
Huh?
This one, yeah, it's strange.
He said it's strange. Okay, so you excuse, it's a strange word. Kalima ghariba. Anyway, the qa'iq, right? Look, sometimes when you're reading the lesson, right? Even though you're reading the lesson for kana, you also got to figure out the rest of the sentence, right? Why is this majrur? Why is it fatha? Why is it kasra? That's the only way you're going to remember the rules. But you keep asking yourself, when you see something strange, why is it strange? Fayyib, number two, second example. At-tullabu fil maktabati. Huh? Daqaiq means, is the plural of daqiqa. Minutes. Minutes. But it's on the wazn of mafail, which is a broken plural wazn that's mamnu min al-sarf. It can't take kasra. If it's majrur, it takes fatta.
So stay there, never change.
Huh?
This one never change.
We don't say it never change, but it can't take tanween and it can't take kasra. Mamnu min al-sarf. Type number two, at-tullabu fil maktabati. What does it mean?
The students are in the library.
Kana at-tullabu fil maktabati qabla nisfi sa'atin. Qabla nisfi sa'atin. What does that mean? The students were in the library a half an hour ago. Before a half of an hour. Third, number three, third example. Ummi fil matbakhi. What does it mean? My mother is in the kitchen. Kanat ummi fil matbakhi qabla qalilin. Qabla qalilin. What does that mean?
My mother
was in the kitchen?
Before a little while ago.
Naam. Qabla qalilin. So we have kana and we have kanat. Kana means he or it was, and kanat means she or it was. Okay, let's do the exercise. What are we dealing with? Kana or kanat. Alright? Fayyib. I'll give you the sentence first without kana, and you give it to me with kana. Al-mudiru fi gurfatihi. Fi gurfatihi. Abdul Karim.
Kana al-mudiru.
Kana al-mudiru.
Mudiru fi gurfatihi.
Fi gurfatihi. What about the rest of the sentence?
Gurfatihi qabla sa'atin.
Qabla sa'atin. كان المدير مرفوع اسم كان is مرفوع كان المدير في غرفته قبل ساعة.
That's the same rule you tell me about that tihi right there.
نعم. Because originally, right, it was غرفته.
Right.
But because غرفة is مجرور, because of حرف جر في, becomes غرفتي. So you don't say غرفته, you say what? غرفته. Okay, gurfatuhum would be gurfatihim. Who and whom, right? Okay, number three. Al-waziru fi Londana. What does it mean?
The minister
is in London. Change it. Musa.
في لندن قبل أسبوع.
That was number two.
في لندن what? What's the vowel on London?
London.
نعم. لندن. في لندن. مجرور. The sign that is مجرور is what? فتى. Why? There's ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it ممنوع من الصرف though?
Because it's a
proper name. Fine. Proper noun. No.
London is the, on the lamb. Is it Dhamma or Fatha?
Fatha.
Is Fatha?
Al-Waziru fi London. Londona. 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 I think it's Londona. Fatha. Check it in the vocabulary. I mean, that's how we've been saying it. London. Allahu a'lam. London might be. Allahu a'lam. I think it's Fatha. Check the... Huh? With Fatha? Fatha. That's what I thought. Now. الوزير في لندن كان الوزير في لندن قبل
أسبوع.
قبل أسبوع. What's the vowel on أسبوع?
مجرور.
مجرور. قبل أسبوع. طيب number three. أخي في مكة. What does it mean? What does it mean? My brother is in Mecca. Abu Bakr in the back. Abu Bakr in the back against the wall. كان أخي في مكة
قبل أربعة أيام.
Notice that the معدود for أربعة is جم مجرور because of إضافة. أربعة أيام. Why is it أربعة أيام? أيام because the معدود for the numbers from 3 to 10 are plural مجرور because of إضافة. أربعة أيام. طيب number 4. الأطباء في المستشفى. الأطباء في المستشفى. What does it mean? The doctors are in the hospital. الآن. Right now. Is that a fact? The doctors are in the hospital right now, right? In some hospital somewhere, right? Gotta be some doctors there. Unless it's St. Mary's Hospital over there. St. Mary's right over there. It's been closed down for 20 years, man. Abdul Karim, you don't know about St. Mary's? I'm counting on the old timers who know about St. Mary's. The young people don't know about St. Mary's. It's been closed too long.
I was laying up in there for a week.
No doubt.
طيب الأطباء في المستشفى. طيب change it. Change it. Who wants it?
كان الأطباء في المستشفى قبل ثلث ساعة.
نعم كان الأطباء في المستشفى قبل ثلث ساعة. What does that mean before what?
One third of an hour.
20 minutes ago. Before a third of an hour. You can say that in English, right? Before a third of an hour. You got to change it to 20 minutes, right? Oh, quarter to? A quarter to? Maybe before a third of an hour could have been 3:15. Maybe it could be a quarter after. Could be 3:30. Now, depends on what time it is right now. All right, no problem. 20 minutes ago. Number 5. الطالبات في المكتبة. الطالبات في المكتبة. What does it mean? What kind of students? The female students are in the bookstore.
I changed it.
Can't be المكتبة can't be bookstore?
Yeah, no. It can be book.
Okay, I want it to be a bookstore this time. No, I want it to be a bookstore. Look, المكتب means what? المكتب means an office or table. And المكتبة means a library or a bookstore. Does it mean bookstore also?
Yeah.
Yes. So we want to make it a bookstore, okay? They went to a bookstore. We want the ladies to buy some books, alright? So they can read about Aqidah and Tawheed and Sunnah and stuff, right? طيب. الطالبات في المكتبة. Okay, somebody change it. Abu Uthman.
كانت
نعم
طالبات في المكتبة.
مكتبتي
قبل قليل.
نعم كانت الطالبات في المكتبة قبل قليل. Which means what? قبل قليل. Which سكون? كانت. نعم كانت نعم كانت الطالبات نعم. طيب next page 51 exercise number 7. ما شاء الله moving right along exercise number 7 التمرين السابع تأمل الأمثلة تأمل الأمثلة what does it mean contemplate reflect upon the examples ثم اقرأ الجمل الآتية then read the following examples مع ضبط putting precisely ضبط making precise accurate الميم والحروف الساكنة الأخرى الميم والحروف الساكنة الأخرى What does that mean? مع ضبط ضبط الميم والحروف الساكنة الأخرى What does that mean? The letter ميم and the other letters which have سكون and the other letters which have سكون We want what? Dubbed. What do we mean by dubbed here? Making it exact or precise. What does he really mean by that? Precise. It means we want to know what's the vowel on the end of the verb. What's the vowel, I mean on the end of the word. The end of the word that has meme or any other word that ends with a second letter. Okay? That ends with a sukoon. We want to put the vowel on it. Okay? So this exercise is dealing with what? It's dealing with putting on words that end with kum. Tum, hum, huh? If you say, for example, hum zahabu. Hum, the hum here ends with meem with sukoon, right? Kum, antum, ra'aytum, all of them end with meem with sukoon. Whenever you have meem with sukoon, followed by hamzatul wasl, like in the alif lam, or in any word that ends with hamza, that begins with hamzatul wasl, then you have to what? You have to change that meem with sukoon to a what? A meme with Dhamma. And there are other letters also besides meme with sukoon that we may find in this lesson. Like you might find min or men, right? If you have men, you're going to change it to what? Men. You're going to change the vowel to kasra if it's followed by hamza to wasl. And if you have, for example, ta with sukoon in the feminine third person singular, like jalasat. Akalat. What are you going to change the vowel to if it's followed by Hamza to Wasl? Kasra. Kasra. Okay, so somebody is going to change to Dhamma, somebody is going to change to Kasra. Alright? That's what this exercise is about. Knowing when to change it to Dhamma, when to change it to Kasra. When you have a Sukoon, followed by Hamza to Wasl. Hamza to Wasl means what? That you have a letter, a word that begins with a Sukoon. Okay? You can't have two Sukoons back to back. So you have to make a vowel on it, right? In some cases, Dhamma. In some cases, it's going to be kasra. There are some cases where it could be fatah, right? In some cases. But not in this lesson here. Okay? Yalla. Bismillah. Alright. Okay, look at the examples first. So they give us examples. The first three examples is dealing with meem with sukoon. Okay? Akara'tum hadha al-kitaba. Akara'tum hadha al-kitaba. There's nothing to do there, right? Because it's not followed by hamzatul wasl. But the next one, akara'tum al-qur'ana. Now you have hamzatul wasl, right? So you have to add Dhamma. أَقَرَأْتُمُوا الْقُرْآنَ أَقَرَأْتُمُوا الْقُرْآنَ Second example. أَرَأَيْتُمْ حَامِدًا أَرَأَيْتُمْ The sukoon, but there's no hamzatul wasl following it. So there's nothing to do here. أَرَأَيْتُمْ حَامِدًا أَرَأَيْتُمْ الْمُدَرِّسَ Now you have ميم والسكون followed by hamzatul wasl. أَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمُدَرِّسَ أَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمُدَرِّسَ طيب Next example, alakum. Now this is another word that ends with meem with sukoon, right? Lakum. Alakum hazal baytu. What does that mean? Naam, is this house belong to you all? Alakum al bayt. Now we have hamzatul wasl. Alakumul baytu. Alakumul baytu. Is this house belong to you all? Okay, so all of those are meem with sukoon, you're adding dhamma. Okay, next example, we have feminine verbs. Third person, singular, feminine. Huh? فَعَلَتْ خَرَجَتْ آمِنَةُ Amina kharajat, right? But there's nothing to change here. But now the next example, kharajat al-bintu. You have alif lam with hamzatul wasl, so you have to what? Add what? Kasra. Kharajat al-bintu. Kharajat al-bintu. Next example, number 5. You have a different example. Men hadha al-waladu. Men has sukoon, but there's nothing to change here. But what if you have men al-waladu? You have to do what? Menil. Menil waladu. You have to add a kasra. So with men, you have to add a kasra if it's followed by alif lam or hamzatul wasl. Okay, so here they're telling you what? That whenever you have a letter with sukoon, right? Then you may add a kasra to it if it's followed by alif lam, or unless it's a meme like tum and hum and kum, then you add a dhamma if it's followed by hamzatul wasl or alif lam.
How we difference when to use the dhamma or the kasra?
How do you know when to use the dhamma or kasra? You're going to use dhamma whenever you have meme with sukoon. Like for example, hum or antum. Hum or antum, right? Same thing, that's when they're independent pronouns. But what about when they're connected pronouns? Kitabuhum, kitabukum, kum, antum wa kum, and hum, right? And also with the verb, ra'aytum, jalastum, kharajtum. So this is when you're going to use dhamma. When you have the meme from the verb form for the masculine second person plural, jalastum. And when you have a pronoun, antum, or baytukum, or hum, or baytuhum, that's when you're going to use dhamma. Okay, if you have a third person, feminine singular. Jalasat, kharajat, akalat, darabat, qara'at, akalat, sami'at. That third person feminine singular is going to take a kasra if it's followed by hamzatul wasl, like an alif lam or any hamzatul wasl. And the same thing with min. With min followed by hamzatul wasl, min with kasra, you're going to add fatta. Men with fatta, you're going to add kasra. Opposite. Men is fatta, you add the opposite kasra. Min is kasra, you add the opposite fatta. But here we just have men. We don't have min in this lesson. Okay? That's the rule. That's what you're going to know. Alright, let's do this exercise. Number 1. Just read it for me the way it should be read. Naam, Abdul Karim. Naam, akaltum. Akaltumul mawza. What does that mean?
Did you all eat the bananas?
Akala, akaltum means what?
You all
ate the bananas. Naam, number two. Number two, naam, Abu Uthman. Hold on, slow down. Right, read it again. Okay, the verb is jalasa, but here, because you have the pronoun tum, it's going to be a sukoon on the scene. Okay? Jalastum fil fasli. Okay, you don't have to change anything here. Why? Because there's no hamzatul wasl following it. So you leave it with sukoon. Jalastum fil fasli. Number 3. Naam, Ibrahim. دخلتم المسجد دي أو دا مفعول بي منصوب علامة نصبه فتة فتة دخلتم المسجد you all entered the masjid. Number 4 موسى
فهمتم الدرس
why الحروف الشمسية فهمتم الدرس نعم you all understood the lesson number 5 نعم أبو بكر in the front on the pole أنت على الجدار he's on the عمود over here front okay go ahead no problem go ahead أبو بكر finish reading نعم طيب here at الدرس it doesn't have alif lam it's an idafa you can't take alif lam so don't connect it huh because okay. no alif lam so how should you read it
فهمتم درس الفقه
نعم فهمتم والسكون درس الفقه مضاف مضافا إليه درس مفعول به منصوب علامة نصبه فتى الفقه مضاف إليه مجرور علامة جره كسرة. What does it mean? Is it a question or a statement? It's not a question, it's a statement. It's a statement. أنتم فهمتم الدرس. You all understood the lesson of fiqh, the fiqh lesson. Fiqh lesson. Now, okay, I'll be back in the front this time. Number six.
When is question has to be with the alf, right?
It should have hamzat al-istifham. Afahamtum. That would be a question. Ah. Naam. Or hell. Naam. Number six. Abu Bakr in the front. What's the vowel on adhan?
Na.
Na. Maf'ulun bi. Sami'tumul adhana. Sami'tumul adhana. Al-adhan. Al-adhan. What is the adhan? Naam. Is it the adhan or the adhan? Or is it Adhan or Adhan? Adhan. Students of Arabic language, pronounce these words correctly. Number seven. What is it, number seven, Musa?
Mada akaltum.
What does it mean?
What are you all eating?
الفعل الماضي. What did you all eat? You have already finished it. So why ask? Doesn't matter. It's finished already, right? Now, if it was the way you said it, what are you all eating? You might want to know, right? Because you maybe want to get some. But they finished it already. It's done. Naam. That's probably why he changed it to the mudari. They're all still sleeping. Okay, no worries. Type next one. Number eight. Naam. Abu Uthman. طيب ألكم هذه السيارة؟ Why is the سيارة؟
Because
مرفوع. نعم، it's مرفوع. نعم، it's not the object of the verb. It's not the object of the preposition. It's مرفوع. Okay, remember in a sentence the مبتدأ خبر is مرفوع. The only way it changes is what? Preposition, verb, something acting upon it. Number nine.
Alakum means
what? Alakum, what does it mean?
Lakum
means for you. Is this for you? This car? Does this car belong to you? Lakum is really the preposition li with kum. But the preposition li, it changes with certain pronouns. Okay? So you have lakum, lahu, laha. The origin of it is li. Li means belonging to. It's for someone. Lakum. Alakum. Hadihi as-sayyara. Lakum. Deenukum. Waliya deen. Naam.
Alakum mansub. As-sayyaratu mansub.
As-sayaratu is not mansub. There's no verb in here.
Marfu, I'm sorry.
It's marfu, naam.
Because of the badal?
It is a badal, naam. Alakum, right? This is a little bit complicated, okay? Let's try to make it simple. Remember we said the mubtada and khabar is marfu, right?
No.
This is a badal. Hadihi is really the mubtada in the sentence. Mm-hmm. Hadihi is sayyara. But alakum is coming first because of what? The istifham always has less sadara. The question word always comes first. So the question word here in this case is alakum. Alakum hadhihi as-sayyara. The answer would be naam hadhihi as-sayyara li. Okay? That means li or lakum, the harf jar and the majrur, right? And the preposition here is really a what? Shibr jumla, which is the khabar. But hadhihi is the mubtada and sayyara is the badal. And hadhi, the mubtada has to be marfoon. But it's an ishara. But in any case, in the place where it should be marfoon, and so the badal also has to be marfoon. In any case, the easiest explanation of this is that this is a jumla ismiya. There's a mubtada and a khabar, and both of them have to be marfoon. That's the easiest explanation of this. Tayyib, number nine. Naam, Abu Uthman.
Alakumul Kitab. Kitab.
That's the plural of Kitab.
This one?
Yeah. That's the plural of Kitab. That word is not Kitab. It's what?
Kitabun?
It's Kutub. 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 Naam. Read it again.
Alakumul Kitab. Kutub.
Naam. Alakumul Kutubu. Alakumul Kutubu. What does it mean?
These books belong to...
Are the books for you? Do these books belong to you? Okay, number 10. Number 10, yeah, Ibrahim. Man hadha rajul. Rajul what? Rajuli, rajula, rajulu, rajul what? Rajulu. Man hadha rajul. What does it mean? Who is this man? Who is this man? Okay. Can you want to change it? Now you can say many. Now many rajul. Many rajulu. Who is the man? Now number 11. Number 11. Now Talib. Man al fata. Man al fata. Now it came right. If you just been patient. Sabr, sabr, sabran jameela. Man al-fata, what does it mean? Who is this? Who is the... Is it a young man or a young lady? Huh? A young boy. Young boy. Number 12. Who is number 12? Naam Abu Bakr in the back on the wall. Look, first of all, this is a verb, right? Katabat, right? At-talibatu. But how are you going to read it, though? Katabat has sukoon, followed by hamzatul wasl. Naam, katabat tit. T. Katabat tit talibatu. الدرس
اوكي كتبت الطالبة الدرس
نعم كتبت الطالبة الدرس what does it mean
كتب means
she wrote
the
female student wrote
the lesson
she wrote the lesson the درس نعم okay number 13 نعم 13 أبو عثمان
أين
المديرة
مديرة
what's the vowel on the end of مديرة
مديرة
أين المديرة where is
the
head mistress not lady. Master lady mistress نعم The origin of it is kharajat, right?
Yeah.
Al-ana. So what vowel you have to put on it? You have to put kasra.
Kasra.
You put dhamma on meem. Naam. Kharajat al-ana. What does that mean?
She went out.
Right now. Just now. I know you're tired anyway, but... And you act like you are pushing yourself, huh? Ijtahid. Ijtahid. نعم شفاك الله شفاك الله لا بس تهور إن شاء الله تهور إن شاء الله اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شافي إلا أنت ولا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما تأمل ما يلي تأمل ما يلي contemplate on what follows ضرب plus who the mere who you say ضربه he hit him right ضربت plus who You say, darabat hu. Huh? What it means? She hit him. Darabat, darabta. Plus who? You say what? Darabtahu. Darabat, darabti. Darabti here, darabti plus who you say? Darabtihi. Darabtihi, right? The who becomes he because what? Preceded by kasra or ya with sukun. Darabtu, ana, darabtuhu, darabtuhu. Naam, good so far? If you have darabtum, we talked about this rule in the key, darabtum, second person, plural, masculine, antum darabtum, antum jalastum, darabtum plus who? You can't connect it directly like you did, darabtahu, darabtuhu, darabtihi, you can't connect it directly, but right? Between the pronoun of the verb, the fa'il, darabtum, and the pronoun that is maf'ulun bi, you have to separate it with dhamma and waw. So you put dhamma on the mim and add waw to it. Don't just say darabtu, darabtumhu, darabtumuhu, darabtumuhu. Huh? Is it Kalkala? Darab? Ba is from Kalkala. Right? Qaf, Ta, Ba, Jeen, Dal. Kalkala, naam. Darabt. Darabtumuhu. Tayyip. Okay, we have just a couple of reading sentences here to read. Okay? But keep in mind the rule, right? When you have tum, you gotta add dhamma and wow. If you have, if there's a pronoun directly connected to the verb. Okay? First one, Abdul Karim.
Are we the whole thing and then read it?
No, just read it the way it's supposed to be.
Read it after you, man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just read it. No, where are you reading?
Are you down the bottom? Oh, you mean, oh, the first thing.
Yeah, the first, after those examples.
Oh, I'm reading that one.
The first sentence after the examples. Aina. أين الطالب الجديد؟ نعم.
أرأيتموه.
What does that mean? أرأيتموه. Did you all see him?
Right.
نعم. Plural. Second one. Number two. Number two. نعم. You want to read it? Did you raise your hand? Not yet. Okay. Number two. الحية is a what? A snake. طيب. Read a little bit louder. أين الحية؟ Where's the snake? أقتلتموها.
Did you all kill it?
Yeah. Naam? Al-Hayya? Number three. Go ahead, Ibrahim.
Hada darsun sahlun.
This is an easy lesson. Keep reading. Fahima. نعم أفهمتموه. The origin of his word أفهمتم أنتم أفهمتم أفهمتم هو. But you gotta connect it with wow, right? أفهمتموه. Did you all understand the درس, this easy درس? أفهمتموه. هذا, this درس that we're studying, هذا درس سهل سهل. أفهمتموه. He's looking at me like, yeah, all right. Naam. Okay, number four. Naam, Musa.
Ayn al-mudarrisuna? Ara'aytumuhum?
Naam, ayn al-mudarrisuna? Where are the teachers? Ara'aytumuhum? Ara'aytum antum? Ara'aytumuhum? Type. New instruction. اقرأ الجملة الآتية. Read the following sentences. مع ضمائر المذكور أمامها. Read the following sentences along with the pronouns which have been mentioned in front of what? Al-Dhamair. With the pronouns that are mentioned in front of these sentences. Okay, there's a pronoun there. They want you to read it with the pronoun. Number one. Number one, ya Musa. Ara'aytumuhum. Number two. Abu Bakr. Afahimtumuha. Number three. Number three. Naam, Ibrahim. The original verb is what? Ghasalat. Okay, number three. Take it, ya Musa. You have tea on yours?
Yeah.
My book is a little bit fainted. There's a kasra there?
Yeah.
It's a ghasal tea?
Yeah.
All right, let me just change this. My book is faint. Ghasal tea, so what should it be? Ghasal tihi. Naam. Ghasal tihi. Tayyib, number four. Naam, Abdul Karim. Wajad, okay, wajadtu ana, wajadtuhu. Number five, Abu Usman. What's the original verb? Is qatalat? I have qataltum. Oh, well, I'm going to say it. My book is really messed up now. Qataltum. Okay, so what would you do if you add to it the pronoun ha? Qataltumuha. Qataltum, qataltumuha. Number six. Naam, Talib. Samittumuhu. It's originally samittum, samittumuhu. Okay, that's relatively simple. Right? It's just a matter of adding the waw when you have a pronoun connected directly to the second person, masculine, plural. Tum, antum. Exercise number nine. Exercise number nine. This is our marathon day. Naam. Adkhil alif lam at-ta'rif. Adkhil alif lam at-ta'rif. What is alif lam at-ta'rif? The definite article. Use the definite article al al-kalimat allati tahtaha khat. On which words? The words that have a line underneath them, that are underlined indal luzum. What does it mean indal luzumi? They said use alif lam of ta'rif on the words that have a line underneath them. Indal luzumi. What does that mean? That's a condition. Put alif lam on the words that have a line under them. Indal luzumi. When it is. Anda. When it is. Luzum. Lazim. Lazim. When it's necessary. When it's necessary. Lazim. You say, have a lazim. Naam, it's necessary. End al luzum. When it's necessary. At the time when it's necessary. Okay? Anda has two meanings. End al mudiri, when you are in the presence of the mudir. Wa end al luzum means at the time when something is necessary. This is the other meaning of enda. When something like this.
Okay.
Not like a question when, but at the time when. Huh? Like end al maghribi, at the time of maghrib. End al luzumi, at the time when it's necessary.
Can you say end al masjid?
End al masjid means when you're at the place. Like end al mudiri. You are at the masjid. At the masjid. That's different. It has two different meanings. That's what I'm telling you. This is a different meaning of enda. Before we had enda as meaning at the place. End al masjidi. But now we have a different meaning for enda. End al luzumi. Taib, ikra al mithalain al atiyain. Read the two examples first. But what they want you to do, right? This is the exercise of dealing with ذو. And the word after ذو is always مجرور with كسر, right? And ذو, when it's in إضافة, right? Any word that's in إضافة, the مضافة never takes ألف لام or تنوين. So what they want you to do, when ذو needs to be made definite, you can't put ألف لام on it, right? Because it's مضافة. So you have to put ألف لام on the thing that's مضافة إليه. But when it's they want you to, the word that's underlined, they want you to put alif lam on it when it's necessary. When it's necessary. If it's not necessary, then leave it off. Alright? So pay attention to ذو. Look at the two examples. عندي كتاب ذو غلاف أحمر. عندي كتاب ذو غلاف أحمر. Is it clear? Any question? Okay, kitabun is nakira, indefinite. So ذو is going to be indefinite. No need to make any change. Next example. أين الكتاب ذو الغلاف الأحمر؟ أين الكتاب ذو الغلاف الأحمر؟ Now here, الكتاب is definite, معرفة. And ذو is a not describing it. So ذو has to be definite, right? But ذو is مضافٌ to الغلاف. And the مضافٌ cannot take ألف لام or تنوين, right? So what are we going to do? Whenever you have to make ذو, which is مضاف, definite, then you make the مضافٌ إليه definite. And if the مضافٌ إليه definite, ذو is definite, okay? أين الكتاب ذو الغلاف الأحمر؟ Okay, number one. Who take the first one? Abdul Karim. Okay, I'm saying this is the one you're not supposed to jump out there on.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try it though.
You jump out here, you might fall on the tracks and get ran over by a train. Well, the A train.
Let's use the ocean.
Running express from 59th Street to 125th Street.
Alright. Y'all stay in the ocean with me because I can't swim.
Okay, we're going to throw the life. We're going to throw a lifeline out to you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right,
okay. We got 1 minute.
Alright, Liman. Liman, that can bait to do. دول البابي البابي الأخضر
أخضري
أخضري
أوكي لمن ذاك البيت ذو البابي الأخضري أوكي because باب is definite ذو has to be definite so you add ألف لام to the مضاف إليه to make ذو definite. It says add alif lam in the luzumi when it's necessary. In the luzumi when it's necessary. Here it's necessary. In the first one wasn't necessary because kitabun was indefinite. So dhu is indefinite, no problem. Okay? Number three.
Five.
Oh, you don't know where you're at? Somebody who got number three already done? Now, Abu Bakr, go ahead. Dhalika. Yes. Oh, number two? Oh, I'm sorry, number two. Number two.
من ذلك الفتى ذو النظارة الصغيرة.
Okay, ذو is it النظارة or نظارة؟ I'm just trying to hear how you're reading. Are you reading ذو النظارة or ذو نظارة؟
With
ألف لام؟ طيب, look, الفتى الفتى is definite, right? And ذو has to is not describing it, so ذو has to be definite. من ذلك الفتى, which فتى? ذو النظارة الصغيرة. ذو النظارة, because الفتى is definite, so ذو has to be definite by placing alif lam on النظارة. Okay, number three.
I
don't put this one. This one is hard. Okay. ذلك الرجل. ذو الحكيبة الجميلة
طبيب
مشهور ذلك الرجل ذو الحكيبة الجميلة طبيب مشهور. That's the event. Okay, we're just going to do one more. And we're going to finish it. We're going to finish it in the next class, inshallah. We almost finished the whole lesson, mashallah.
I was
going to
ask a question in there, the one I just read.
The last one there.
Okay, the one that we just read, right? ذلك الرجل ذو الحكيبة الجميلة طبيب مشهور. What's the question? What's the question?
You are Ali the Tabibun.
You are Ali Lam and Hakiba to Jamila?
Yeah, we added Alif Lam to Hakiba and Al Jamila. Okay, why? Thalika al Rajulu. Thalika is the Mubtada, right? Al Rajulu is what? Badal. Marfu'un, right? Because the Mubtada is Marfu'un, so the Badal is Marfu'un. It's being described with a not. Thalika al Rajul. Which Rajul? The one that has the beautiful bag or briefcase. Alright? So since al Rajulu is definite, and the not has to also be definite, and Dhu is mudafun, it can't take alif lam. So you put alif lam on al-haqiba, right? Dhul haqibati. And al-jamila is a not describing al-haqiba. Dhu is a not describing al-rajul. Haqiba is mudafun ilay. And jamila is a not describing al-haqiba. And tabibun is the khabar. And mashurun is a not describing tabibun. So you have three knots here. You have dhu is a knot for rajul, you have jamila is a knot for haqiba, and you have mashhur is a knot for tabib. So the origin of this sentence is what? Thalika tabibun. Thalika tabibun. If you have the badal, you say thalika rajulu tabibun. Or you could describe tabibun, right? Tabibun mashhurun. Or you could describe thalika rajul with what? Dhu al-haqibati al-jamilati. Or dhul haqibati. And then you could describe the haqiba what? Al-jamilati.
A lot of describing.
A lot of describing, right?
We
mashallah.
We got a
knot
on haqiba, right?
We got a knot on haqiba. And we have a knot on tabib. And we have a knot on al-rajul.
A knot on
rajul. No, rajul. Al-rajulu dhu al-haqiba.
Not haqiba, not rajul, not. And jamila, what's jamila?
Jamil is a not describing al-haqiba. Which kind of haqiba? Jamila. Tabib, which kind of tabib? Mashhur.
Okay, so that's a
not describing tabib. Yeah.
Not
this time, huh? Somebody was busting over here with a baseball bat. A lot of knots. Now, Ibrahim, this is the last one.
من ذلك الولد ذو القميص أحمارا.
طيب أحمارا with a long vowel.
أحمارا.
أحمارا with a short vowel. من ذلك الولد ذو القميص أحمارا. Is that correct? Are you going to put alif lam on al-qamis? Does al-qamis have alif lam? Does qamis have alif lam? Are you putting alif lam on qamis, huh, Musa? If you're putting qamis on alif lam, why are you putting alif lam on qamis? Why? Just tell me why. Please listen. This is an important point. Why are you putting alif lam on al qamis? Because, okay, it's mudaf ilayh to dhu, but so why does that make it have alif lam? Everything that's mudaf ilayh has to have alif lam?
No.
So why are you putting alif lam on al qamis? I just want to know why.
I want something before.
Who knows the answer? Who knows the answer? We only have 1 minute before they come. Who knows the answer? Tell me, what is it? Why are we putting alif lam on al-qamis?
Al-walid is definite.
Because al-walid is definite. Okay, that's part of it. So why are you putting alif lam on al-qamis?
And dhu
should take it,
but it can't take it.
And dhu should take it because it's a not describing al-walid, right? And dhu can't take alif lam. So in order to make dhu definite, you do what? You make the mudafun ilay definite, which makes dhu definite, which makes it suitable to qualify a noun that's definite. Al-waladu. So you have to make dhu al-qamis. So what about ahmar? Does ahmar take alif lam?
No.
What is ahmar? Is it a khabar or is it a not? It's a not describing what? Al-qamis or qamisun? So if al-qamisun has alif lam, can you make ahmar without alif lam?
No.
So you just got finished saying, don't put alif lam on it.
You
have to put alif lam on it. Ahmar is a knot. The knot has to agree with the manut. If you're saying that ahmar is a knot describing al-qamis, then ahmar has to have alif lam. Al-qamisi, al-ahmar, al-ahmari. Okay, ahmar is mamnu min al-sarf. But if it has alif lam, it is no longer mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, the words that are mamnu min as-sarf, if they become definite, they're no longer mamnu min as-sarf. So if ahmar is qualifying a noun that's indefinite, then you have to make fatha. Okay, but if it's definite, you can put kasra, because it's no longer mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, we're going to stop here, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. You know what your homework is, right? You have to write out the exercise that we did in class and finish the rest of the exercise of this lesson. Khalas. Next week we finish with this lesson, number 7. After we go over the exercise that's remaining, you're going to do for homework. That's remaining from 9, 10, 11, and 12. Then we're going to do what? We're going to do lesson number 8. So for homework, you have to finish the exercises, write out the ones we did in class, and read the key and the dialogue for lesson number 8. In case I forget to send you a homework assignment, you have it. Don't blame me, blame yourself. وَلَا تَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ